Speak version is equal to 1.0, XMLNS is equal to http://www.w3.org/2001/10 synthesis, XML. Lang is equal to ENIN, prosody rate is equal to 8%, pitch is equal to 2 Hz. On 8th October 2025, the Supreme Court of India did something rare. It acquitted a man who had been on death row for nearly 8 years. The man was Dashwant. The child was Hasini. The Supreme Court did not say the crime did not happen. The court said the prosecution had, and I'm using the court's words, asterisk miserably failed asterisk to prove who did it. Today on Case Turn, the verdict, the trial, and the system that built them. I'm Asha, and this is the show where we read the file. This is a story with three courtrooms and one man at the center of all three. We start in 2017, in a flat in a two-story building in Mugliwakkam, a neighborhood in southwest Chennai. Asterisk asterisk transition, asterisk asterisk wipe from map to dim photo of an Indian apartment block. Then cut to clock animation, 6 p.m. 7:15 p.m. 5th February 2017. Hasini was 7 years old. Her parents, CSD Babu and Sri Devi, left their flat at around 6 in the evening to buy vegetables at the local market. Hasini stayed behind. She was playing on the ground floor with other children from the building. That's the last time anyone says they saw her. The parents were gone about an hour. They came home at around 7:15. Hasini was not there. The neighbors searched. A 23-year-old man named Dashwant, an engineering graduate who lived on the second floor of the same building, joined the search. He stayed with the search party until 4 in the morning. At 10 p.m. that night, the father filed a missing person complaint at the Mangaluru police station. Break time is equal to 600 ms. Now here's what I want you to notice. The next morning, the police told the parents they had watched CCTV footage from a nearby temple, Kalpaga Vinayagar. The footage, the police said, showed a man on a motorcycle carrying a travel bag. The police told the parents to come to the station the next morning. On the morning of 8 February, the police told the father the full details of the crime. The rape. The murder. The bag. The burning. They told him this, and listened to this carefully, asterisk before they had arrested anyone star. Hasini's charred body was recovered that same day. Dashwant was arrested at 9 a.m. The court was told that, within 5 minutes, he began to confess. He led the police to the body, the bag, his clothes, the victim's jewelry, the petrol bottles. Every detail of the crime. That is the prosecution's version. 8 years later, the Supreme Court said, not so fast. What happened next is, by any measure, a fast case. 8th February 2017, Dashwant is arrested. 19th February 2018, he is sentenced to death. 3.5 months. From arrest to death sentence. The trial was at the Mahila Court in Chengalpattu. The charges were the most serious in the Indian Criminal Code, Section 302, Murder. Section 363, Kidnapping. Section 366, Abduction. Section 354-B, Assault. Section 201, Destroying Evidence. And two sections of the POCSO Act. Penetrative sexual assault on a child under 10. The prosecution called 30 witnesses, 45 documents, 19 material objects. The court convicted him on every count. The death sentence was the headline. The rest of the conviction was almost an afterthought. Break time is equal to 700 ms, but here is what the Supreme Court would later identify as the first of several fatal problems. The charges were framed on 24th October 2017. And at that point, Dashwant had no lawyer. he had no legal aid counsel. Section 207 of the Criminal Procedure Code requires that the accused be given copies of all the prosecution documents asterisk before asterisk charges are framed. That did not happen. A calendar for the trial was set on 20th November, 30 prosecution witnesses, scheduled for 4 days starting 18th December. The first legal aid counsel was appointed to represent Dashwant on 13th December 2017. Five days before his trial began. 5 days to read the charge sheet, the witness list, the forensic reports. 5 days for a man facing execution to meet the lawyer who would defend his life. And the trial court, for its part, convicted Dashwant and sentenced him to death on the same day. 19 February 2018. There was no separate hearing on sentence. No report on mitigating circumstances. No psychological evaluation. No review of his conduct in jail. The Supreme Court would call this, and I am using their words, asterisk, hot haste. Asterisk. Dashwant appealed. The trial court also referred the death sentence to the High Court for confirmation. Both came up before a division bench of the Madras High Court. The court heard them together. On 10th July 2018, it issued a common judgment. The bench dismissed the appeal. The death sentence was confirmed. The Supreme Court would later note that the High Court asterisk deliberated asterisk on several contradictions in the prosecution case. But it did not view them as fatal. The court said there was other evidence. The court said defense counsel did not raise this contradiction in cross-examination. The court said the police may not have recorded a particular witness's statement earlier because Dashwant was helping with the search. The bench also accepted that Dashwant had watched pornography on his phone. They called this asterisk compelling asterisk evidence. They did not, however, verify that the SIM card in the phone was actually his. No call data records were obtained. And those records could have shown whether Dashwant was at his office in Mylapore on the day of the crime, as he claimed, or somewhere else, as the prosecution claimed. The death sentence was confirmed. Dashwant's case was now in the hands of the Supreme Court of India. The man who would author the final verdict was Justice Sandeep Mehta. The bench also included Justices Vikram Nath and Sanjay Karol. When the Supreme Court looked at the trial, it did not start with the evidence. It started with the procedure. And the procedure, the court found, was fundamentally broken. The court laid out a chronological list of dates. Charge sheet filed on 17 August 2017. Charges framed on 24 October, and at that point, the accused was unrepresented. Legal aid counsel only appointed on 13 December, after a request from the accused himself. Trial began on 18 December. Prosecution evidence completed on 30 January 2018. Conviction and death sentence on 19 February 2018. The court said, asterisk, we are of the firm view that the legal aid counsel appointed to defend the appellant could, by no stretch of imagination, have had a reasonable and effective opportunity to prepare the matter. Asterisk, then the court set out what a fair trial in a capital case actually requires. Copies of all relied upon documents must be provided to the accused immediately. The accused must be represented by a counsel of his choice, or a legal aid counsel with at least 10 years of experience. That counsel must be given sufficient opportunity to prepare. The court must not act as a mute spectator. Under Section 165 of the Evidence Act, the judge has an active duty to put questions when important issues are missed. None of this happened. The trial was, the court said, asterisk, lopsided. Asterisk, then came the sentencing. The trial court convicted Dashwant on 19 February 2018. On the very same day, the court awarded the death penalty. The Supreme Court called this asterisk a pretentious exercise of hearing the appellant on the aspect of sentence. Asterisk, the court said, asterisk, the manner in which the trial court proceeded to pass the sentencing order indicates hot haste. Asterisk, neither the trial court nor the High Court had obtained a report on mitigating circumstances, a psychological evaluation, or a report on the appellant's conduct in jail. The Supreme Court cited five of its own precedents, Bachchan Singh, Santa Singh, Alauddin Miah, Malkiyat Singh, Dattaria, and said the sentencing procedure was in asterisk, direct conflict asterisk with all of them. This is the first major flaw. It is not a flaw in the evidence. It is a flaw in the system. The Supreme Court then went through every piece of circumstantial evidence on which the conviction rested. There were four main pillars. None of them held. Pillar 1, the asterisk, last seen together, asterisk theory. The prosecution said a neighbor, Murugan, had seen Hasini playing with Dashwant on the second floor of the building between 6 and 6:15 p.m. before her parents returned. This was the foundation of the timeline. But Murugan did not mention this at the time. He did not tell the parents. He did not tell the search party. He did not tell the police when they arrived. He did not include it in the first complaint. The first time he said this was on 24 April 2017, 2 months and 20 days after the incident, and only to the second investigating officer. The Supreme Court called this asterisk a sheer concoction, bereft of credibility. Asterisk, the court said, the last seen theory was asterisk created by the investigating officer through the witness in order to lend credence to an otherwise weak case. Asterisk pillar 2, the CCTV footage. A temple called Kalpaga Vinayagar had a CCTV camera pointed at the road. The prosecution claimed the footage showed Dashwant on a bike with a bag. But the police never produced the footage. They never collected the data from the DVR. They never even examined the temple administrator on whether the recording was preserved. The father and the temple administrator gave contradictory accounts of when the footage was viewed. The temple administrator himself said the person's face was not clearly identifiable. The Supreme Court said, asterisk, failure to collect the data from the DVR creates a grave doubt on the bona fides of the investigation agency. It seems that the investigation officers were intentionally trying to screen the truth from being brought on record. Asterisk pillar 3, the confession. This was perhaps the most damning. The official story was that Dashwant was arrested at 9 a.m. on 8 February and confessed within 5 minutes. But the village administrative officer, Sumti, told the court that the inspector had called her at 8:15 a.m. and asked her to come to AGS Park. By the time she arrived, the inspector had already told her what the accused was going to confess. The Supreme Court said, asterisk, this disclosure was made before the recording of such a confession and creates a grave doubt over the bona fides of the investigating officer's actions. Asterisk, the court also said the IO had told the father the full details of the crime asterisk before asterisk the formal arrest, meaning the police knew everything before they had anyone in custody. And the Supreme Court noted that the blue bag containing the victim's undergarment was not mentioned in the initial observation mezar. The recoveries, the court said, were asterisk planted. Asterisk pillar 4, the DNA. The only forensic evidence linking Dashwant to the crime was DNA from a semen stain on the victim's underwear, which was said to match Dashwant's blood. The problem, Dashwant's blood sample was not collected until 8 June 2017. 4 months! The forensic expert told the court that semen biocells survive only 48 hours after release. The court said, asterisk, there is a strong possibility that the delay may have been utilized to manipulate the samples. Asterisk, and there was no chain of custody. The Malkhana in charge was never examined. No witness testified to the movement of the sealed evidence from the police station to the forensic lab. Only a forwarding letter was produced. The DNA report, the court said, was rendered redundant. Four pillars. None of them held. Break time is equal to 700 ms on 8th October 2025. The Supreme Court of India delivered its judgment. Authored by Justice Sandeep Mehta. Bench, Justices Vikram Nath and Sanjay Karol. The court said, in words that have since been widely quoted, asterisk, while the present case pertains to the commission of a heinous offense involving a girl of tender age of 7 years, at the same time, we cannot ignore or bypass the fundamental principle of criminal jurisprudence that the prosecution is duty-bound to prove the guilt of the accused beyond reasonable doubt. Asterisk, the court said the prosecution had asterisk miserably failed asterisk to prove the four pillars of its case. The court said, asterisk, in the absence of the CCTV footage being collected and exhibited as per law, no credence can be given to the evidence. Asterisk, the court said, asterisk, the recoveries of the bag were not effected at the instance of the appellant and were planted recoveries. Asterisk, the court said, asterisk, we are compelled to draw an adverse inference against the prosecution for withholding a vital piece of evidence. Asterisk, the court said the prosecution had created a story and tried to fit the accused into it. The court said, asterisk, the investigation officers were intentionally trying to screen the truth from being brought on record and wash their hands of the matter by making the appellant a scapegoat. Asterisk, the appeals were allowed. Dashwant was acquitted of every charge. The court noted that he had already been in custody for nearly 8 years. The Tamil Nadu government has since filed a review petition. That review is pending. So what does this case tell us? First, the obvious point. A man spent 8 years facing execution for a crime the state could not prove he committed. That alone is a system failure of the highest order. Second, the structural point. None of the flaws the Supreme Court identified was hidden. The lack of a defense lawyer at charge framing was on the trial court's own record. The two-month delay in Murugan's statement was in the case diary. The CCTV footage that was never produced was the subject of cross-examination. The DNA blood sample collected 4 months late was documented in the forensic report. The confession that predated the arrest was in the VO's testimony. None of this required new evidence. It required someone to look at what was already in the file. Third, the human point. Hasini was a real child. The anguish of her family is real. The Supreme Court acknowledged this in the strongest possible terms. But the court also said, asterisk, the legal framework does not permit the courts to punish an accused person based merely on moral convictions or conjectures. Asterisk, the court said the case must be adjudicated asterisk, without yielding to public sentiment and external pressures. Asterisk, the court also said something else, which the press has not focused on. The court said, asterisk, each case must be adjudicated by the courts rigorously on its individual merits and in strict conformity with the law. Asterisk, that is what this case was about. Not whether Hasini deserved justice, she did. Whether the system that was supposed to deliver it, did. The Tamil Nadu government has filed a review. The case is not over. But the verdict stands as one of the most important recent statements on what proof beyond reasonable doubt means in India. That's case turn. The verdict is a verdict. The system is a system. We just read the file. Subscribe if you want to see how it actually works. That's case turn. The verdict is a verdict. The system is a system. We just read the file. Subscribe if you want to see how it actually works. Prosody, speak.